Chapter 4. Miss Havisham. It happened one afternoon in November. Pip's sister returned from the village. She was very excited.
"Come here, Pip. I've got something to tell you," she said. "Tomorrow morning you must get up early because you're going to play at Miss Havisham's house."
Miss Havisham was a very strange, rich old woman. She lived in a big house in the village, and nobody ever saw her.
"He must go there. Why? Who is he going to play with?" Joe asked.
"How does Miss Havisham know our Pip?"
"She doesn't know him, you stupid man,"
Mrs. Gargery shouted.
"She heard we've got a boy here. She has invited him to come and play at her house. She sent someone to tell me this while I was in the village shop. It's a marvellous opportunity for Pip. Miss Havisham is very rich. She can help him and maybe change his future."
Pip didn't think it was marvellous at all. He was confused. Why did he have to go to Miss Havisham's house to play? What was he supposed to play, and with whom? It was very difficult for Pip to sleep that night. The next morning, Mrs. Gargery washed Pip until his entire body hurt. Then she put him in his best clothes.
"You're a lucky boy," she said to Pip in a very serious voice. "Be good and do everything Miss Havisham tells you."
Pip walked through the village very slowly, and finally he arrived at the gates of Miss Havisham's big house. It looked dark and frightening. Pip rang the bell, and after a few minutes, a very pretty girl opened the door. She was about the same age as he was, but she was cold and arrogant.
"Oh, you're the boy," she said. "Come, I'll take you to Miss Havisham's room."
"She's very pretty," Pip thought. "She's my age, but she's much more sophisticated and educated than me."
The girl took him to a room and left him at the door. Pip felt very timid and frightened. He knocked on the door nervously and waited until a strange voice said,
"Enter."
Pip entered a big, dark room and saw a very strange woman sitting in a chair. She was wearing a wedding dress and white shoes. She had a long veil on her head. All her clothes were old. The room was full of dust, and there were cobwebs everywhere. On a table near her, there was a decomposing wedding cake full of spiders.
"She's like a skeleton in clothes," Pip thought, and he trembled with fear.
"Come here. I want to look at you," said Miss Havisham. "Are you frightened of a lady with a broken heart? I haven't seen the sun since you were born."
All the clocks in Miss Havisham's room showed 9:20.
"Why did everything stop at 9:20? Pip asked himself.
"I'm tired," said Miss Havisham to Pip, "and I'm bored. I want to see you play cards with Estella. Go and call her."
Pip went to the door and called Estella. The pretty girl came immediately.
"Estella, play cards with this boy,"
Miss Havisham said.
"But he's so simple and uneducated,"
Estella said cruelly.
"How can I play with him?"
Pip thought he heard Miss Havisham say,
"You can break his heart,"
but he wasn't sure. The two children played a few games of cards, and Miss Havisham watched them. Estella won each game and said many cruel, insulting things to Pip.
"I'm too poor and uneducated to be Estella's friend," Pip thought sadly.
It was the first time Pip felt the difference between rich, educated people and poor, uneducated people.
"Pip, haven't you got anything to say about Estella?"
asked Miss Havisham.
She says a lot of bad things about you. What do you think of her?
I don't want to say, said Pip quietly.
Tell me in my ear,
said Miss Havisham. Pip went to Miss Havisham. I think she's very pretty, he said.
Anything else?
Asked Miss Havisham.
I think she's very arrogant, said Pip.
Anything else?
Asked Miss Havisham again.
Yes, I think I want to go home, answered Pip.
After that day, Pip went to Miss Havisham's house a few times a week. Slowly, he began to understand the way rich people lived. He always played cards with Estella. When he came home, he saw how uneducated his sister and Joe were, and how simple and poor their house was. Years passed, and Pip tried to educate himself. He learned to read and write because he wanted to be like Estella. He admired her more and more each time he saw her. She knew it, but didn't change her arrogant attitude to Pip. One day, Miss Havisham said,
Pip, you're getting older. It's time to begin your life as Joe Gargery's apprentice. Bring Joe with you when you come next Tuesday.
On Tuesday morning, Joe washed himself and put on his best Sunday clothes. He felt and looked uncomfortable, but he couldn't go to Miss Havisham's house in his dirty blacksmith's clothes. Joe was nervous about the visit, and Pip was nervous too. He thought Joe looked much better in his work clothes, but he didn't tell him. Estella took them to Miss Havisham's room, and they went inside. Joe was very surprised at Miss Havisham's strange appearance.
Well, Mr. Gargery,
Miss Havisham said,
Pip has been a good boy all these years. But now it's time for him to become your apprentice. I'm giving Pip a present of £25.
Thank you, Miss Havisham, Pip and Joe answered together. It was a lot of money.
When should I come again, Miss Havisham? Pip asked.
Never, Pip,
she answered.
Joe is your boss now. Goodbye and good luck. Estella, take them to the gate.
So this was the end of Pip's visits to Miss Havisham and Estella, and the start of his new life as a blacksmith's apprentice.